from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Curry. Dancing on Batum. Over the double team. Davis with a rebound. Up ahead for Booker. Exclamation point.
He's a bad boy. Night, night.
8 threes for Curry. He has sent the French crowd into a frenzy they will never forget.
The French crowd, the American crowd, the crowd in Thailand, Vietnam, even in overnight dancers were psyched up after Stephen Curry hit 4 threes down the stretch. Remember, it was an 82-79 game in the gold medal game against France on their home soil. And Steph Curry, when it was all said and done, steals the show in the last two games. What a performance for the chef. Iconic, iconic. I was in a frenzy. I'm sure you were in a frenzy, Shasky. Oh, baby, oh, baby. That's how we get this week started here on the Morning Roast. Good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? If you're getting ready for work, what's happening? All the janitors, all the carpenters, all the construction workers, all the security guards, all the students, all the kids getting ready to go back to school this week. Good morning to everybody out there. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. What a show for Stephen Curry there. Look, he hit the 9 threes in the semifinals against Serbia, and they needed every bit of it. And then the 4 threes down the stretch, Steph Curry, 8 threes in all in the gold medal game. He had 17 in the last two games, Shasky. 24 points, 5 assists. LeBron was great. KD was great. What a game that was, man.
And the only sad part is that it's over.
Yeah, I know.
Full disclosure, I was watching that entire thing, and I kept thinking about, you know, how lucky we are to watch one of the greatest players of all time in Steph Curry, and to basically root for him from day one until now.
Yep.
And who knows what the future holds for him. But the other part that was crossing my mind as I was watching that was, it really is wild that this is his only Olympics because of injuries and different things that have happened throughout his career. And it's just, it hasn't worked out for him to be a part of the Olympic team. And I think seeing him, LeBron, Kevin Durant, and I'd even throw Steve Kerr in there. I mean, the last 20 years, you can't talk about the NBA without those three players. And to see them take that moment in France against France, it was very, very special. And that iconic, I mean, there's a variety of iconic videos that were circulating with all the Americans in the lower bowl and all the French fans kind of behind them going crazy.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Stephon Marbury video, whether it's the picture of Steph Curry shooting over a 7'5" Gobert. I mean, France is coming.
Right.
You guys all can see this.
2028,
both in the women's game and in the men's game.
No doubt.
But For one last moment, and I was thinking about the NBA moving forward. The old guys staved off the youngsters and the next evolution of players that are coming for their dominance. And I just thinking out loud, and I'm saying to myself, boy, if you're LeBron and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, you got to be thinking hard about how, like, the only way we can knock off some of these young guys in the league is maybe we all reunite again.
Well, yeah, you kind of stole my thunder there, because one of the tweets I had shortly after the game was, are we sure Steph, LeBron, and Kevin Durant are not going to play in the 2028 LA Olympic Games? And they may be needed in the 2028 Olympic Games, just their presence. Look at what Kevin Durant's presence has done for Anthony Edwards. He was at Kevin Durant's hip the entire Olympic Games. Now, that was his favorite player growing up, but he knew that, boy, I got some old heads with me that know how to close the show. Devin Booker, what it's done for him, being the unsung hero and sacrificing for Team USA. Booker had a really good Olympic game. Shout out to Steve Kerr for after the game saying, hey, nobody asked me this, but Devin Booker was our unsung hero.
Well, to me, that was him recruiting Devin Booker to the Warriors.
Nah, well, that's where your mind goes. He's under contract.
You have to think four moves ahead, because you know LeBron's doing that.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm sure Phoenix wants to trade with the Golden State Warriors. But, look, I wasn't thinking about that. I maybe that happens down the line. I think Booker has it good in Phoenix. He has Kevin Durant down there. And if he moves around, he's got other markets. We'll see what happens with that. But the 2028 games, I'm thinking like Cooper Flagg, Chet Holmgren, and Jason Tatum. You know, Jason Tatum tweeted something, or he shared it on his Instagram, and he deleted it, because I had to make sure. I was like, wait a minute. So I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you right now.
Social media less all weekend.
Well, Steve Kerr gave, you were tweeting yesterday. I saw a couple tweets from you.
Well, yesterday when I got on the couch, I have a sickness. The NFL app is working just beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
I went back and watched so many quarterbacks dropbacks yesterday. Yeah,
it was pretty good. But Jason Tatum, four interceptions.
He should have thrown eight.
I know. We will avenge Jason Tatum. That was from Vince Staples.
We will avenge.
On Twitter.
Can we stop pretending?
And then Jason Tatum shared that on Instagram and then shortly deleted it. So he's got something against the Golden State Warriors. And look, Steve Kerr gave him the sympathy minutes in the gold medal game. It wasn't working. He didn't fit. It wasn't working.
Newsflash to Jason Tatum and all of Celtics fans, i.e. Dave Portnoy, who's complaining and crying and whining.
Oh, no, he said he was rooting for Fred.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even want to give
Your
him
boy
oxygen.
Portnoy.
I don't even want to give him oxygen. I don't know if you know this. Durant's the better USA FIBA player than you right now. Now, maybe a time comes when Durant loses a step or isn't on the team and you'll get your opportunity. Like, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm kind of getting tired. This is where the player stands. Need to realize, like, the way they were playing basketball, Tatum wasn't working. Someone's got to sit. It's not the end of the world.
No,
everyone needs to relax.
No, it's not. It's not a lot. Tyrese Halliburton sat. He took it a good stride. He goes, man, when you get an A on a group project without doing a damn thing. So shout out to Tyrese Halliburton for that. That was pretty cool. But when it all was said and done.
That was self-deprecating.
When it was all said and done. Down in crunch time, because things got hairy and the U.S. offense got very clunky there in the fourth quarter, and France comes storming back and it's 82-79. And you saw LeBron James, and you saw Kevin Durant, you saw Team USA defer to the chef, Stephen Curry, and said, bring us home. And not a last shot. We're going to talk to his personal trainer, Brandon Payne, at 9:20 a.m. We were texting. I go, dude, that shot was so damn disrespectful. LeBron and KD were open on the wing, and Steph was like, no, I got this. And only Steph can get away with shooting it. And you see Dwayne Wade from the announcer's chair. He's standing up looking at the crowd like, what? You got Draymond Green in the crowd. You got Melo sitting courtside on the court pointing at Steph. I mean, he put everybody. And I start thinking about our boy from France, Antonin. Remember he came in the studio? I wonder if he was at that game. Oh. My guy, CJ McDonald. Oh, CJ McDonald, if you're out there, it's a friend of mine, close friend. Does a lot of work with a lot of people. He's part of Team Curry.
Uh-huh.
The guy, I got to ask him. I DM'd and I said, how'd you get courtside tickets? Because he's in a lot of the freeze frames doing a night-night.
Oh.
And then how cool was it to see LeBron James doing a night-night?
LeBron, you know, I mean, I've been telling you LeBron's on that full-court press.
Well, he is on that.
You have to embrace it.
No, I mean, LeBron's all, yeah, but I'm not going to put oxygen to that. I'm going to enjoy the moment.
I will say this, as a noted, you know, I go back and forth on LeBron, right? Like, he drives me crazy, but I also recognize he's one of the greatest players of all time.
You set the tone.
One, two, or three, whatever. Whatever you want to say. I'm not going to argue. Like, fine. But when you watch him, I mean, he's unbelievable.
He is unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. The way that he's ripping rebounds. I think the FIBA rules, look, I'm not here to say that the NBA should adjust all their rules to the FIBA game. I think the physicality is actually welcomed. Now, I don't think that it'll go well in an 82-game season when everyone's slogging. I do love the 40 minutes. I do love that you can rip the ball off the rim. I think that that's great. Yep. I like the wider lane where you don't have the inside portion. I love the zone defense. Yep. I enjoyed the games themselves. I thought it was a beautiful display of basketball.
I feel like the NBA at some point is going to adopt some of the FIBA rules, if not a lot of the FIBA rules. As the game gets international, as the gap has been closed, there's no doubt the gap has been closed as these international players are now in the NBA and they're bringing it to the Team USA. The gap has been closed. There's no doubt about that, but the FIBA rules, I do like to, and this has been a conversation for a while now about the FIBA rules, going to the FIBA rules and knocking the ball off the rim. There was a couple times France had a couple buzz. You see LeBron just rip it.
But wasn't that cool?
No, I think the FIBA rules will be adopted into the NBA at some point because you need to spice the regular season up again.
I'm with you.
And that may be, it's not the in-season tournament. It's not the point system with that. It's not the play-in tournament. It's you got to spice the rules up a little bit to make the game more competitive in the regular season, to make the regular season more watchable.
What I saw, a few ideas that have been floated by the league, these were people that kind of know what's going on in the NBA, is that they've actually been tinkering behind the scenes with, instead of the in-season tournament being your team, the Warriors or whatever, the in-season tournament would be a FIBA-like showcase of each country having their own team, but then you'd stop and pause in the middle of the season. And so, like, there's pluses and minuses to it. I don't know, but it does feel like they're going to do some tinkering. I think the 40 minutes, 10-minute quarters, that's like the way to go.
Steve Kerr touched on that with us on Friday. He goes, he loves the 10-minute quarters. And I think that's a very, you know, they don't play 48 minutes anyway. You got low management. 40? Can we get 40? Now, guys, production's going to be down. You're going to tinker with the stats or whatnot. But I like the 40-minute aspect of it. Now, when it comes to LeBron, Steph and KD, we saw all the iconic photos of those big three. Now, LeBron set the tone of that gold medal game with the dunk on the fast break. And you could just look in his eyes. He was with the gray beard. It was fun to watch. And then you had Kevin Durant. And then you had Stephen Curry closing the show. And LeBron wins the MVP, which I don't think is a big deal at all. He was the most consistent player for Team USA.
Skip Bayless is furious.
Yeah, well,
behalf of Steph Curry.
Yeah, of course. He's a LeBron hater. But just watching Stephen Curry. And watching what he did on Saturday, of course, in the semifinals against Serbia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a few entertainers that come to mind, but we're not talking players. We're just talking about entertainers in the sports world. Is he the greatest entertainer that we've ever seen in the sports world? I mean, there's Deion Sanders.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt.
I mean, just in terms of you're just talking.
The way he ran a race, he'd
be so out in front. Right. He's like got an arms out.
And he's showboating, right?
Yeah,
so exactly. Usain Bolt, Tyson. Deion Sanders, Tyson wasn't really a show, but he was just knocking dudes out.
I know, but
and like, it was so short lived.
There's the explosion of Tyson. I don't know. I'm just saying. You ask about Tyson, like right. A Tyson. I if feel you like say a Tyson fight, people are like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, well, because of the knockouts or whatnot, but it just like Mahomes. Steph Curry's big head bouncing. He's doing a night night. He's yelling at the crowd, saying, "Don't worry about me. Yeah. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me." Like it just in terms of because it is sports and entertainment now.
Absolutely,
people want to be entertained. How many other guys are on that level with Stephen Curry in terms of just pure entertainment? I mean, it's not many, right? This guy is great. He's a great human being. He's balling, and he's entertaining you at the same time, which takes it up to another level. When he's doing a night-night running around the gym in France, people are never going to forget that in their lives out there.
And then he's got the sweatshirt ready to roll with right. The French night-night, whatever, yes. However it's pronounced. I don't know. I don't pretend to know. Right. But, like, he had it ready to roll. I don't know whose wardrobe was more predetermined, Snoop Dogg's, because everywhere he went, he had a new outfit.
No doubt.
Or Steph Curry.
No doubt. No doubt. No, I mean, it was the showmanship.
Draymond on the sidelines.
Yeah, Draymond doing the arms up. He was looking straight at Draymond.
So he was tweeting from the stands the game before, huh? I didn't even know he was
there. No, he wasn't there yet.
Oh, he wasn't there
yet. He flew out after that game.
Well, he had to be a part of, him and LeBron, they had to be buddies.
He was out there. He did a podcast with Baron Davis, and he flew out there, and he said he was going to sit right by
Baron Davis.
He did his podcast with Baron Davis, and then he flew out to Paris. Look, man, just in terms of entertainment, man, I was, because even like the casuals, right? And his 86-year-old grandma watches Stephen Curry. When you could get the casuals who can just watch a sports game, like I think of Grandma Essie, rest in peace, Grandma Essie, where she would tune to the TV because it was Tiger and the Williams sisters, and they were great entertainers. She was like, I got to be entertained, and I got to watch them. But just to see that on that level, on that stage, wow. And it just proves that, man, Steph does have a lot left in the tape, in the tank when it comes to offensive basketball. So we'll see what the Warriors do. We'll see what they do to build around Stephen Curry. But I thought we needed to start the show with that, because that was unbelievable.
And, well, your point about, like, drawing people to the, to the television and whatnot, I want to see what the overnights are, because I haven't seen any of the viewership stuff, but, like...
Well, the ratings, I thought, was through the roof.
Well, what I was going to say is the Serbian game, when they put that on, they were 13, 14 million, depending on who you talk to. And that doesn't include all of the streaming numbers. And that's at an inconventional time. Like, that's not during, or unconventional time. That's not... So the morning. It's not in the afternoon or in the evening. You know, the Boston-Dallas had a high of 12 million on a Sunday night game. So just to give you an idea, like, this thing was rating very, very, very well.
U.S. men's basketball team's win over France averaged 19.5 million viewers on NBC and Peacock.
It's twice a finals game.
It's the most watched gold medal game since the 96 Atlanta Olympics. The game peaked at 22.7 million viewers from 5 to 5:15 Pacific Eastern Time. PM Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time.
That's an NFL number.
So, yeah, it did.
That's monster an NFL
numbers.
Number.
Monster numbers.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's absolutely incredible.
So everybody was tapped in. I mean, it was riveting stuff, man. And the fact is, it was 82-79, and Steph Curry needed to hit all four of those shots.
Well,
so you think about that stage, that pressure, you can't lose that game. You can't lose that game to France. Steve Kerr can lose that game. And it was like, just get out of the way, Steve. Get out of the way, KD. KD throwing the ball back to Steph, and he hits the shot over to two dudes, one of them Nicholas Batum. And KD and LeBron is wide open on a wing. And even Bam Adebayo said it after the game. He had one of the greatest quotes after the game. He goes, at first I said, what the hell is he doing? Then he goes, oh, that's Steph. And only Steph could get away with shooting a ball like that. And he's our guy. And he's our guy, Shasky.
If he doesn't play, you think they win at all?
No, they might not medal. They might not medal.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, it's pretty good. There's this American arrogance, which I understand. We invented the game, and we're light years ahead of everybody. And for example, like the Serbians, and where's Luka from? What's the exact country?
Slovenia.
Okay. I saw all these tweets about, when it was originally Yugoslavia, these guys would all be on the same team. And, they would have knocked out the USA. Well, thankfully, it isn't that way.
Right.
But seeing these guys unite one last time, again, I just keep coming to the same conclusion. I want to see Kevin Durant and or LeBron James team up with Steph Curry one last time in the NBA and stave off the young players.
So you want him on one team in the NBA?
I do. I want to see him. I think the game needs to see it one more time. I think Kevin clearly plays a brand of basketball alongside Steph on the NBA team.
So would it be the Golden State Warriors?
Well, Joe Lacob's one of the few that would actually have the money. Like, we know that the Lakers don't have the actual resources. They're a family-run business. They don't have the money to reinvest.
They would figure it out.
Well,
they would figure it out. I mean, they got AD and
trust Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss to, you know, find the money in the couch cushions.
I mean, they've paid everybody down there in L.A. when it comes to LeBron and AD and Nelson Reeves. Yeah, they've been in the tax before.
Not I don't as know deep if they can
do
Warriors.
It. I think they do it for 1 year. If it's a 1 year deal, they do it for 1 year.
I just can't envision Steph in a Laker uniform.
Yeah, I can't envision Steph in any uniform outside of the Golden State Warriors uniform.
Do you think that a lot of the people that were, oh, Steph, you know, Steph isn't that great. Steph only has the one finals. You think a lot of that evaporates now? Because everyone's rooting for one flag?
You know, the whole clutch thing, what I thought about was like, remember there was a narrative that Steph wasn't clutch? And there was this narrative that I guess it died in 2022, but should have been dead in 2017. Did we forget game 5 in 2015 when he dropped 37 on Matthew Dellavedova's head? Do we remember game 4 of that series against Cleveland when they tied it up in 2-2? So I think the clutch narrative, we could officially bury it 6 feet deep. And if you're Max Kellerman out there, I know he's getting paid by ESPN for not doing a damn thing. Must be nice to get paid and not work. Is he still taking Andre Iguodala to take the final shot to save the universe? Because Steph Curry just saved the universe. I mean, Steph Curry literally saved the country.
What was that comment from 6-7 years ago?
I mean, that's...
I hear you. Trust me, I hear you. But people are going to hate because that's what they do. Right. I mean, we did this with Peyton Manning. He only won the one Super Bowl till the very end, right? Like, he can't win the big one. You know, he loses two Super Bowls. Guys like Steph Curry are always going to get diluted because it's not part of the talking narrative from the clutch management. You know, when they hand you the script, here's the script of how you basically make LeBron the greatest player of all time, and part of that is you got to knock down Steph Curry, which is stupid. No,
it was a lot of fun to see KD, Steph, and LeBron.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.